Hello.
Hey Joe, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. This is Zach. We spoke last week about your house.
Yes. I'm planning on being at 10:30.
Okay, good. Good. Sounds good. Anything that you need from me beforehand?
Well, the only thing I would like you to think about just, I told you I had several people that had called me, and since they found out that the tenant was moving so quickly, they I got over the weekend, I got some offers.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said I had talked to a gentleman, and I said the house just may be sold. I said I can't promise you. What I would like for you to think about, I would love for you to be able to go to 190. No questions asked after that. What are your thoughts? And the reason I got a firm offer at 190, and I told the guy I could not promise him a thing. I did not tell him what we talked about, none of it. I just told him I had other offers. I had one at 185. I had one at 168. And so, these are just
And just to confirm, it's a 3-2, right?
Pardon?
Two bathrooms.
I didn't understand just that.
It's got two bathrooms, right?
One and a half.
One and a half, yeah, that's right.
And remember, it's got that garage with the cement floor and the cement floor and electricity is already in it. It's not finished inside by any means. But if I think you told me that you knew the property, and if it's worth, I think it's worth. I had always said I wouldn't take a dime under 200, but I know it's got to have some work done to it, and I think the house sells for 300 when it's right.
1988. Just give me one second here.
Okay.
Well, Joe, I think we can probably just settle things over the phone. I'm not. Would you be willing to split the difference and we just get this done, no questions asked? And I'll meet you at 185. I'm gonna need to do work to it.
Could you go 187? And I'll lose the 3 grand. Let me say this. I'll see you at 10:30. And if you don't feel like you can do the 187, 185 is yours because of it. And I do this only because of that conversation we had earlier. I know I was talking to a voice on the phone, but if you think about it, if you can do 187, I would like to have 187. But if you feel like you can't, 185 is yours.
I'll tell you what, if you do 186 and we do it right now on the computer, that way it saves me time from coming out there, because I'm gonna have to come out there anyway, and that way I know that you're serious about it. Then I'll go 186 and we do it right now
Okay.
while we're on the phone.
Let's. Okay. Let's. All right. How do we do it? How do we do it like this?
Well, I'm glad we could come to an agreement. You're saving me time, and, you know, time is
okay.
Better. So, what is your, what's your email?
Odomjoe2, the number. Odomjoe.
Yep.
The number two.
Yep.
At Comcast.net.
All right. And all I'm going to ask you to do now is just be a little patient with me while I get this easily written and prepared for you.
Okay. What is this going to say?
It's just going to be a one-page agreement saying that we're buying it for $186 in an as-is condition. And we're gonna open it. We'll read it. If you have any questions, then we can go over it. But that's really it. Now, closing. Can we close in 30 days or sooner?
Yes. Now you realize the tenant is still in there, and he is gonna pay the rent the first of the month. And he's got a week's vacation, the week of April the 21st. He's planning on getting out then, that week.
So, I'm sorry, April 21st?
Yeah, that's his plan. But he will be paid up through the month of April should he need the rest of that month.
All right, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just say that we will close on April the 25th?
Okay, all right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, when we say closing, is that when you pay me or how does that work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we will do that.
All right, hang on one second here. It's just Joe M. Odom, right? That's the only
Joe. The M stands for Marvin. M is fine.
Okay. Four. And just to let you know, we are licensed realtors. We do have a license here at the company.
Okay. I will once I get this and read over it, I'll have it signed and sent back to you before the end of the day.
So, the reason
I want to have attorney I've got just to look at it to make sure. And the reason I do this, Zach, I trust you, and I have trust your word, and I believe you're sincere. But my first wife, we were together for 29 years. When we separated, I had a driving range out in Chester, and I gave that to her as her part of our separation. And she remarried again later on, and she sold that to, I don't even know who she sold it to, but they paid her a down payment of $140,000, I think, and they were owed her $100,000, and they were supposed to pay that in 1 year. Well, for some reason, she did not have an attorney to look over. Anyway, long story short, she got screwed out of $100,000.
Right.
No. That's it. I just, as long as once I read it, if I understand, I'll sign it right then and there. Otherwise, it'll get to you today.
That's why I said let's do it now, and that way we can just go over it. And if you have any questions, then I'll be happy to answer it. And if you're not comfortable, then you can do what you please. But it's just okay.
Sure. You're gonna email me the document where I can look at it, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it while I got you on the phone. That way we can view it together. And if you're uncomfortable, then we can wait to have your attorney look at it.
I'm a little uncomfortable doing that, Zed. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna do anything that until somebody that's legal that looked at it. I'm sorry, it's too much money to.
Okay.
I'm talking about this is my the rest of my retirement.
Sure. So you want to have your attorney look at it regardless?
Well, why not?
No. That's just a question.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's not a problem then. I was under a misunderstanding and that's maybe my miscommunication.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would you have a problem with me letting my attorney look at it?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then we don't have a problem.
Yeah, no, we don't have a problem. The only thing I was just, you know, when I come to 186, that's why when I said let's do it now. But if you need an attorney to look at it, that's no problem.
Well, listen, you have my word on it. On that.
Yeah.
When we talked the other night, I told you at that time I wouldn't take a penny on the 180, and you said, I know the property, I want the property.
Okay.
All
right.
We didn't firm up on the amount. I would be selling to you for 180 right now.
Correct.
I told you I had offers coming that was supposed to come. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But I had phone calls.
Yes, sir. Well, okay. I appreciate you just being honest with me, and, you know, I will keep my word, and I appreciate you for keeping yours.
Okay, but like I said, if I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But trust me, I am losing $4,000 on the deal, and that's the cost. I gave my word to you.
Well,
I mean, if you decide you don't want the profit, I'm fine with it.
No, I definitely want it.
Okay.
Definitely want it.
All right. So how do we go forward?
Just give me a second here.
Okay.
Almost done here. And just to let you know, like I said, we do have a real estate license, so we do have a fiduciary duty, and, you know, so that is that.
Okay.
All right. I just sent it to you. If you would check your email.
Did you say you just sent it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
Should be from Four Spies Houses.
Hey, hold on. This thing is loading up. Sometimes it's Forrest McGee, right?
Yes, sir. And then what it should allow you to do is click, you know, you have to click like start signing, but it's not going to sign it. It just lets you review it.
Okay. So I'm going to send it by here. Okay. I'm not going to open it right this instant.
Okay.
I'm going to, once I do it, can I get you back at this number today?
Yeah.
Let you know it's coming?
Yes, sir. What time?
Okay.
Did you have a
just as soon as I can get in touch with. I expect he's usually at the office, but if for some reason it's not, I'll let you know. But I will get this to you today.
Okay.
One way or the other. Okay.
Sounds good. And that, would you want me to?
That,
do you want? Yeah, I'm here. Do you want me to send him a copy?
Let me talk to him first, because he doesn't even know it's coming.
Okay.
But I will take in, I probably will run to his office, and I'll get back to you. You have no worry. I don't care if somebody came back and offered me $210 for it. It sure was at $186. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you being honest.
Yeah.
We will get this done, sir.
Okay. Very good, Zach. I appreciate you. I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Odom. You take care.
Okay.
Now. I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you now.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.